This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be memorable, make people think, cause people to pay attention. Andrew Zimmer's been doing that for decade after decade after decade, and I was drawn to Andrew's column today in the Star Tribune, available to you, startribune.com. Zimmer, Chef's Dilemma, as the people of Gaza starve, and then the subheadline, what does it mean to make television shows about food in a world where people are dying because they don't have any? Good to chat with you once again, my friend. It's been too long. Andrew's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to read from parts of the column, get you to react to those specifically. But overall, why did you decide to take this approach today with this column?
Well, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot over the last 10, 12 years, as I have spent an increasing amount of time as a global agitator and participant with a lot of the world's foremost NGOs. You know, I was gifted a platform and approached by, some fairly big groups over the last decade to get involved with them, and I try not to do anything half-assed. So, you know, World Food Program, the International Rescue Committee that Einstein founded in 1936 that deals exclusively with assisting and helping refugees after they've exited their country of origin, that David Miliband, Tony Blair's former Secretary of State, mm-hmm. now runs. Those two agencies, Nature Conservancy, Environmental Working Group, I work on a lot of big projects with them, and I'm super privileged to do it. It's really fulfilling. I probably spend about half my time working with those groups and others. And increasingly, as I've become, really involved in issues-oriented stuff and trying to change laws in our country, as well as overseas, it has raised a little bit of a crisis of consciousness, of conscience and consciousness with me, mm-hmm. and yeah. It is something that I felt was important to talk about because I realized as I sat around my dinner table with friends and family, you know, increasingly, you know, someone says, "Oh, I saw your show yesterday. It was so funny what you, mm-hmm. you know, were doing with that, you know, beautiful, whatever, wild striped bass." And I was, and my first thought was, what about the 23% of the people around the globe who don't have a meal to go to today? I thought it was important. I thought other people must be having some of the same thinking, for those of us who have, what does it mean to relate to those who don't? And what are we to do about it?
Here's a part of what you wrote. And you talk about how to reconcile the joyful absurdity of trying 20 kinds of ramen in Tokyo with the knowledge my tax dollars help fund weapons that crater bakeries in Rafah. The truth is, I don't reconcile it. Not fully. Certainly not cleanly. I've come to understand that by necessity, I must live in that tension. And what haunts me, I do something about it. And you talked, even your first answer, about what you're doing. For the everyday
Let me just ask this.
For the everyday citizen who's listening right now, who still wants to have joy, knows how important a meal is, knows all the information that we shared with new friends and family, but is also gripped by sadness and the helplessness when they see the starving children in Gaza, but also understand what kickstarted all this. I think all of us have this incredible challenge of trying to reconcile and balancing that parts of our life.
Yeah, and I think that point is not reconcilable. And it doesn't have to be. I support Israel and its right to exist. I am not a fan of some of the current Israeli administration's policies, to put it mildly. I'm outraged by it. I think my line in the piece, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the word that I used was incandescent with rage.
Yes.
I don't know how as a human being you can be all right with food being used as a lever of war making. I do not think that is right. So how do I reconcile that with the fact that, you know, I'm going to throw something on the grill tonight and make a meal for my family, right? Mm-hmm. Well, my point about living in that tension is that it's okay to sit in that upset. It is okay to sit in a negative feeling about it. It is okay for us to take someone to dinner to celebrate their birthday and enjoy company over food, as long as, and this is what the rest of the column goes on to suggest, you're doing things, I choose to be noisy and to agitate and to push for the things that I believe in. And I do that in some very, very concrete ways because I'm lucky enough to have that platform. If someone does not have a platform in which they can do it, they can do so at the ballot box. You know, it's we don't talk enough about real kitchen table issues during our election cycles. Mm-hmm. I think this year, certainly the last two presidential elections were the first times that the word food was mentioned during a presidential debate. I think the rising cost of food and the unsustainability of some of our food systems here in America, as well as the pathology of criminalized hunger that we have we forced on our own citizens, is going to change that in the presidential election coming up. I don't know how it can be avoided when we have so many who are hungry in this country. You know, one of the things that I wrote about in the column was, you know, I use Gaza as the jumping off place. But I did make sure to mention that, you know, we have, depending on whose statistic you listen to, anywhere between, you know, 20 and 25% of Americans who don't know where their next meal is coming from. I choose to call that hunger. And not food insecurity. Food insecurity is a way to keep the feelings in bed. I choose to call it hunger. And we have the dollars in America to feed every American. So why is it? By the way, this is not a blue or red or left or right issue.
Nope,
I mean, the last six, seven administrations, eight administrations have all had a chance to do something about this when it's been on the national radar screen. Previous to that, national hunger issues were brushed under the rug. But I don't think we can brush them under the rug anymore. We are because we are increasingly becoming a nation and a world of haves and have-nots. And I think sitting in that tension, to get back to the question, is while not comfortable, something that we have to do. Just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean we should try to medicate it or ignore it away, but it does mean that we have to do something about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Andrew Zimmern is with us, so recognizable in the state and globally, about his recent column today about food, Gaza, and the balance, the tension, reconciling. I'll just pick up on the food part here in the states. As you write, and this comes up so often, statistically, we waste up to 40% of the food we produce in our country. Most of it is pre-consumer contact. This is a tragedy. This is indefensible. And it doesn't seem to change. If the two of us have this conversation in 10 years and we bring that number down in half, let's say, which probably is staggering, what has to change to stop wasting the amount of food we waste in this country, which clearly could get to so many people in this country who are just flat out hungry and are uncertain or just flat out know they don't know where the next meal is coming from?
Well, it's I could go on for hours about this, as you know. I'll just in no particular order. We have to take away the individual states' overregulation of what has to happen with rescued food, bruised food, or food that is, as we call in our business, ugly food. Stuff that the bruised tomatoes, the busted up bunch of grapes, the stuff that pre-consumer contact supermarkets reject and winds up in a dumpster simply because that state's regulations don't allow for nonprofits to go in and rescue the food. One of the biggest issues that we have in America is that state food rescue operations that are in border communities, remember, all of our states are linked to another one except for Hawaii and Alaska, right? We have a situation where regulations in one state don't match the regulations the other one. I serve on an advisory board with one of the most successful food rescue organizations in the country called Spoonfuls. Out of Massachusetts, and they have an inability to go across the border 3 minutes into New Hampshire, for example, because the regulations are different and food banks over there can't accept the rescued food that Spoonfuls contributes. So that's number one. I think we need a cabinet-level secretary of food Food is, look, independent restaurants alone are 6.5% of GDP and employ 11 million people. You start adding in chain restaurants, hotels, supermarkets, farms, all the rest of that. Food is one of the largest pieces of GDP that we have in our economic makeup in this country. And so why is it divided across so many different alphabet agencies and touches three different cabinet level positions? We should have one cabinet secretary for food. Would help immensely. We also need to change our inability to deal with the issues of guest workers in this country and our visa programs. There are a lot of reporting in the last couple of days about Minnesota farms that aren't able to get as many H2-A visas, ones right. for guest workers to come in. But guess what? And I detailed this in my MSNBC series, What's Eating America. Crab companies in Maryland can't get people to pick crabs. Farmers in California can't get enough visas for people to pick lettuce or strawberries. Meat companies in Tennessee can't get enough people to cut meat. These are all where these guest visas come into play. And to restrict and slow down the access of these guest visas is hurting our ability to feed Americans. The most simple example for people out there is if you don't have enough folks picking the cucumbers in the field, the farm has to operate in Central California, which is they're farming 12 months a year there. The farm will actually till the food under the soil. Or those cucumbers will get picked, but they don't have enough people driving trucks or loading them, so it will sit and they will get left to spoil somewhere along the food chain. Sure. When that happens, we then have supermarkets who say, hey, I can't put these cucumbers out, right? They're ugly. Nobody's going to buy them. And then it becomes added into that pre-consumer contact for waste. I am not optimistic about lowering the waste number. I actually feel we're going to lower the hunger number first and foremost. I'm hoping and banking on the human outrage being enough. But by the way,
really quick,
remember,
gotta jump
only
in soon.
$17 billion a year, which is 0.0027% of our federal budget, and we could eliminate childhood hunger in America.
Yeah.
Who would vote for keeping a child hungry? It's outrageous.
Yeah, it is. Such an important topic, laying out the dilemma and laying out some important solutions. I really appreciate it. Let's do it more often, and thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate it, Chad. Take it easy.
Andrew Zimmern, again, the column available, Star Tribune, but it's much more than that. But if you want to read it, A Chef's Dilemma as the People of Gaza Starve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.